Hello, everybody. It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener, and this is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, also known as Mom, Composter, Gardener, Horticulturalist, Biocontrol Specialist, co-owner of Arbico Organics, Worm Farmer, and Dr. Bug Lady. And I am very excited because this is going to be a call-in show. I had a guest lined up, and I think she forgot to call in, which happens on occasion. So we're going to just have a call-in show, and I'm really excited because we don't get to do this that often. And so let me just say right off the bat that if you have a question about your garden, your farm, your backyard, your pets, would like to talk about horses, especially fly control, I am here. We've got the mic open, and we're ready to take your calls. When you call in during this hour with your questions, I'm going to send you a $50 gift certificate from Arbico Organics that you can use to purchase any of our amazing natural organic products for your home, garden, farm, horse, pets. We've got all kinds of things. You know, this is the time of the year when people are beginning to get excited about the fall and the winter. And of course, one of the things that fall brings are it's really the time when we should most be focusing on pest issues. And a lot of people don't think about that because, you know, they may not be seeing them. Of course, a lot of people are, you know, putting their gardens to bed, if you will. A lot of us are extending our gardens, especially those of us who are able to grow indoors or extend our growing season by using hoop houses and garden tunnels and all sorts of, there's just wonderful ways that we can extend the gardening season. However, this is the time of the year when, as I was saying, pests are most prevalent because they are doing their very best to actually reproduce as hard as they can so that when the spring comes, they will be out again in full force, chomping, perforating, and sucking on our plants that we work so hard to grow. And so this is really one of the best times for us to use our beneficial nematodes. And the beneficial nematodes, we talk a lot about them on the Easy Organic Gardener. These guys are just amazing. These are the multi-purpose organisms that most of us use, about 90% of us use in our in our gardens and our farms, of course, but basically they're used out of doors to control pests that have a developing soil stage. And, you know, we're talking about everything from ants, roaches, termites. We're talking about anything that has a developing stage in the soil. So caterpillar pests, even things like thrips, which have a developing stage in the soil, as well as other pests like fungus gnats and so you know, fleas and ticks. Those are horrible pests that can do a lot of damage to us and to our pets. And so all of these pests that generally want to crawl in the house right now, we can take care of them right now using beneficial nematodes. And beneficial nematodes are just so inexpensive. You know, you can, we're talking for a very small amount of money to cover 3,500 square feet. We're only talking about $30, and that's an extraordinarily inexpensive amount of money that you mix these little guys with water and use a watering can, or we use a hose and sprayer, and we just go around the areas where we know the pests are found, and we just water these nematodes in. And they're, of course, they're microscopic. They're so small you can't see them. If you were to look at them under a microscope, what you would see are these little teeny cylindrical, almost translucent worms. They're really quite amazing to look at under the microscope. And these little guys, again, what they do is once you've watered them in, they go and look for their host. Their host, of course, is the pest in the soil. And once they find that pest, they enter through the mouth, the other body openings, spiracles, body walls, and once inside, they vomit a amazing bacteria that begins to grow within the insides of that insect. And of course, within about 24 hours, the insect is dead. And it actually catalyzes then that growing viscous soup, if you want, of bacteria, catalyzes hormones within the within the nematode itself, which then causes them to breed. It actually triggers hormones within the nematodes. They begin to reproduce, and they reproduce within that host. And that's why they are considered parasitic. So then once they reach their juvenile stage, they leave the cadaver, what's left over of that pest insect, and they crawl off until they can find another host. So this is the time to actually think about applying those beneficial nematodes. So I'm hoping to hear from some of you guys. If any of you have ever tried them, let me know, because it'd be fun to hear about your experience with beneficial nematodes. The other thing that's important about this time of the year is to think about not necessarily putting our gardens to bed, but to think about what we can do to extend their life. Many, many people think that because the summer is over that, oh, well, time to, you know, till everything in and let everything go. And that's not really the case. I mean, this is the time of the year when we do recommend, depending on what you're growing, that you can continue to feed and fertilize and extend the life of your garden. For those of us who actually across the country where we don't start getting a hard freeze right now. We don't get our first freeze till almost the latter holidays in December. This is also a time to plant a fall garden. And the fall garden sometimes is much more prolific than a spring garden. So it's one of those things that, that if you, a little bit of a care certainly goes a long, long way for the future. And so I really think that it's very important for us to think about what we can be growing this time of the year. I mean, the whole thing of being self-sufficient, it's so much more than just the idea of I can, you know, be on my own. I don't have to, you know, this is my way of getting off the grid. It's really not so much that as it is just that it makes you feel good. I feel fantastic when I go to my garden and I get to pick things from there and taste. Oh, the taste is so much more delicious. So, this is a time when people are extending the life of their garden and are planting the fall gardens. Some great things to plant in the fall garden, of course, are things like lettuces and spinach, greens, all of the cabbage family, broccoli and cabbages, of course, and Swiss chard, all those wonderful things, bok choy. This is the time to plant the wonderful greens that we love so much. And of course, things like that, you can still plant herbs, and depending on your particular situation, there is just so much that you can do in a fall garden. I mean, fall gardening for people like us in the Southwest, in Tucson anyway, this is the best time of the gardening year for us, because our weather is just so perfect for us. And, you know, things like tomatoes, most people don't think about tomatoes as being perennial, but they really are, and so are peppers. And we seem to want to let them die off and pull them out and whatnot. But we can really extend the life of our tomatoes and our peppers and all of those wonderful Solanaceae family plants that can grow for a much longer period of time. So anyway, I just would love to hear from you. We're going to be taking a break here in about 10 seconds. And no reason, just call if you just like to talk about your garden and want to let us know what's going on in your backyard and what kind of pests you have. So we're coming right back. For those of you who are listening, I'd love to hear from you at 877-300-7645, 877-300-7645. And we're going to give you a $25 gift certificate.
need help with pest control, don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. And I just want you to know we had a little bit of technical difficulty there. I'm not sure whether it's in my studio or the studio up in Minneapolis or due to a sunspot. Don't know. But that's okay. That's what it's like when we have live radio. Anyway, what I'd like to do is, I want to go ahead and bring my guest on with me. So, I just want to say that, my guest this hour is the well-known and highly respected Rosalind Creasy. She's just one of my sheroes, and I'm telling you, she has been the inspiration of many gardeners who use edibles to beautify their gardens and put food on the table.
So if you're listening during a live broadcast of the show, you can always call in with a question, comment, or tip. And the number to call is 877-300-7645, 877-300-7645. If you're listening to the show as a rebroadcast, you can send your questions to drbuglady@arbico.com. That's drbuglady@arbico, A-R-B-I-C-O.com. Or you can give us a call during business hours at 800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our specialists will be glad to help you as well. If you call during the show or after the show, you'll receive a $25 gift certificate that you can use to purchase any of Arbico Organics natural products for your organic home, garden, farm, and pet, shipping excluded. If you email drbuglady@arbico.com, please be sure to mention that you were listening to the Easy Organic Gardener in order to receive your $25 gift certificate. Rosalind Creasy is a garden and food writer, photographer, and landscape designer with a passion for beautiful vegetables and fruits and a conviction that gardening should be an ecologically positive endeavor. Her first book, the award-winning The Complete Book of Edible Landscaping, helped popularize the term edible landscaping, now part of the American vocabulary. Rosalind grew up in Needham, Massachusetts, and when she was five, her father gave her a little vegetable and flower garden near his big garden. And as the years went by, as her father traveled for business, she learned to harvest the asparagus, pick blueberries, and generally take care of the garden until he returned. Gardening took a back seat while getting her teaching degree in college and while living in an apartment with her husband, and they moved to California in 1968. She started again with a vengeance. Frustrated with teaching history, she went back to school and studied landscape design and horticulture in the 70s. In 1984, Rosalind had a contract to write a book called Cooking from the Garden, which would help revolutionize the food world. She needed this garden to grow out hundreds of unusual vegetables, herbs, and fruits to photograph and test for recipes. So she ended up tearing out her suburban front yard and putting in a trial garden. It's hard to believe now, but back then, grocery stores only sold round red tomatoes, green bell peppers, white and red potatoes, green beans, and the only herbs available were dried and in a can, and there were no farmers markets. In that 1984 garden, she grew out heirloom purple tomatoes, rainbow chard and blue potatoes, different salad greens like arugula, mach, and mesclun mixes, edible flowers and exotic herbs like cilantro and lime basil. Since 1984, she's taken out the gardens in her 1,000-square-foot front yard twice a year to test and photograph still more vegetables, flowers, and fruits. And in the last 30 years, Rosalind has written 16 more books on gardening and cooking. Her newest is Edible Landscaping, published in 2010, and lecturing nationwide at universities and garden organizations. Boy, I don't know when she has time for gardening because she's always on the go. Her recent projects include designing an edible landscape for the Adobe Corporation's headquarters and being part of a landscaping team designing the 80 acres at the Seed Savers main campus in Iowa. And now I would like to invite Rosalind to join me. Hi, Rosalind. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
I apologize for that delay, but you know, I how it goes with technology. We were talking about it during the break. So tell us about your garden. I mean, it is just amazing what you're doing, and everybody should be looking at your website because it is so gorgeous. RosalindCreasy.com, RosalindCreasy.com. Anyway, Rosalind, tell us about your garden.
Okay, but first I have to start out and let you know I have a gardener. I'm not Superwoman. So I have lots of help.
You make me feel so much better.
I thought I might. Uh-huh. But my garden is really an Eden, and like this morning I'm having persimmons, the nice crispy sweet ones that over my yogurt and oatmeal, and tonight I'm having family in, and I'm going to make native squash stew. And I got that recipe from the folks at Native Seed Search there in Tucson years ago. And
wonderful.
I put my own tomatoes and peppers and, of course, squash. And anyway, so we eat out of it, we glory in it, and I just live in this paradise where children from all over the neighborhood live. They really, it garden every day. And we have chickens in the front yard in suburbia, which almost nobody else does, but the neighbors love it, and the children come by and feed the chickens. And once they get to be four, they can open the door and go in and get the eggs. And so I have my little chicken girls that come over and take care of the chickens. So. It's just not your standard suburban front yard. It's 1,000 square feet.
Oh, but I think everybody should have a front yard like that.
I think so.
Oh, first of all, not only are we talking about something gorgeous, beautiful, it's a paradise that you can walk through, eat from, pick from, and delight at the beauty that it provides to all. And I love the idea of the chickens. This is becoming very popular and fun. That's the thing.
And fun. It's fun. We have now, I got new chicks last spring, and two of my neighbors wanted to join in. So, you know, we got 14 chicks and spread it between the three of us. And then they chick sit while I'm out of town, and I chick sit while they're out of town. And the girls get along so they can bring their chickens down to my coop. It's just so much fun. Everybody says, how did they miss out on this?
Exactly. And, you know, chickens, this is something I didn't realize. They live to be 20 years of age. I mean,
well, I had a rooster and he was 18.
Oh, my gosh. Look, that's amazing. I have a sister who lives completely off the grid. She and her husband built a straw bale home, and they have solar energy and wind energy, and they have the whole farm and chickens and turkeys and, oh, my gosh, it is so much fun to go out and visit them because, I mean, they really have, they're on 60 acres, so, I mean, they really are farming, and they have a 1,000-vine organic vineyard. But something about the fascination between the turkeys and the chickens that just make everybody so happy, and I'm all for it myself. We just have too many predators where we live, so...
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a quarter-acre yard, and the only predator would be a neighbor's dog, but everybody's very respectful for that. So.
That's a good thing. So here's what's going to happen. In about 10 seconds, we're going to take a quick break because we had such a long intro, but I think it was important that people know about you. And then what we're going to do is going to come right back, and we're going to get right into our discussion about how you have done what you've done, and we want to talk about these wonderful books because I think everybody should at least have a copy of the latest one. So we're going to come right back. For those of you listening, please don't go away because we are going to be back in a few minutes.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. My guest today is the esteemed Rosalind Creasy. She is the author of 16 books on gardening and cooking, and her newest is entitled Edible Landscaping. And she is the expert when it comes to edible landscaping. And welcome back, Rosalind. So glad that you're here with me this
Thank
hour.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about how did you know about all the heirloom and ethnic vegetables and unusual herbs and edible flowers that you planted in your front yard in 1984. I mean, since, you know, there was basically nothing available except those, you know, the monocultural produce that we found at our grocery stores. Where did you go to get all the information?
Well, I had a very unusual situation. My husband traveled around the world for IBM overbooking scientific projects, and I got to go along on a lot of them. And because I was interested in cooking and I was interested in gardens, what would happen is I would, for instance, go to the Rome produce market with somebody who could translate, and then I would see all these things I'd never seen before, fava beans, not only that, they were selling the stalks and they had pink flowers, and, you know, what do you do with those? And the people would translate, and then I would go to restaurants. You know, we'd choose restaurants that were particularly good in each area, whether it would be in Taiwan or in Cairo or whatever. And so I got to see up close in the 70s, 60s, and 70s what all these amazing foods were when Americans really, you know, they didn't do that sort of thing. If they traveled, they were going to museums or something. For some odd reason, I was interested in food and gardens. And then after Edible Landscaping came out in 82, people would come to my lectures when I would lecture around the country, and they would bring me blue potatoes. And I would say, what? And then someone else would bring me a chard with all different colors, or You know, so all these people were saying, this is what I have in my garden. I'm growing these, and nobody wants the seeds. And then I found out that there was this organization starting up in the late 70s. The Whaleys had started the Seed Savers Exchange in Iowa. And someone told me they were having a conference, so I went there, and I think it was in Tucson. And I think that was about 86. And that's when I found out you had blue grinding corn and all this sort of thing. So I just happened to have my radar out for these things, and I happened to be in a very unusual position that people started telling me about it. And after a while, I decided I had enough of these incredible edibles to write a book, and that's when I proposed to my publishers that we had a book called Cooking from the Garden, because no one knew how to cook with any of these things.
It's just amazing, you know, that this evolution, and I'm not quite sure how to express it, but just that, you know, we sort of went from everything having to be so linear.
Right, and uniform. Uh-huh.
Uniform, linear, and to your approach, which is that it's not linear. It's actually, there's a purpose. It's multi-purposed, I guess, in how we grow our food. And so there's this beauty. It's not necessarily random. It's there's a clear intention, but it's not that linear grid fashion that somehow we must have evolved to that, because I can't imagine that it was always that way.
Well, no, I think it's been that way for centuries, because long straight lines, if you have a plow, that's the easiest way, you know, otherwise you can't get the donkey or, you know, the oxen to pull it in all
right.
these zigzaggedy ways. And so it was the most efficient, and agriculture, you know, made it that way. But we lost track of the fact that in all the home gardens for years and years in this country grew food, and it was the purview of the women, and they would have these lovely cottage gardens. And it's still true in many parts of Europe. America is one of the few places in the world where we don't plant vegetables and fruits. It's so foreign to us, and I don't know, you know, some of that's because of the tradition of landscaping that was brought to us from Europe, which was done for royalty, and we just kind of took that very point, and we started growing edibles, you know, outside of our real living space. But a lot of that came from, as I say, planning for royalty. And the very point of your landscape in those days in the 1800s was to prove that you had so much land, so much money, and so many servants, you didn't have to use all your land for food. And it was a status symbol. And so that status symbol came here to America, and its absolute zenith comes with the gorgeous, perfect lawn with no weeds in it, and that whole, you know, if we set out to be the least sustainable and the most wasting of our resources, we would say, everybody put in a big lawn, particularly here I am in California, and we get in 14 inches of rain a year, you get 12 inches of rain a year in Tucson. It's absurd that we have lawns in the West. It's absurd. So I made it, one of my trips was to Israel, and we went out to a kibbutz, and they were making soil because they had overgrazed and overlogged all of the land around, and the soil had blown away. So now they ended up having to make soil, and they said it took 5 to 7 years to make 1 acre of soil, and took $15,000 to $20,000, and that was in 1974. So I decided when I came back that we could use our land for much higher and better use than lawn grass and azaleas. So that's when I started thinking about growing food, and I had a degree in edible landscaping at that point, so I put the two together.
That's so amazing, and what a great life you've had. I mean, the fact that you were able to travel, and, you know, that's part of it, is if you do have the option to travel, you get to see all the foods that are out there that we don't know about, you know,
right.
Particularly in this country. Now, it's changing, and it has changed, of course, that, you know, we definitely see a whole lot more in grocery stores than we ever used to see. which is part of this movement of, you know, reestablishing heirlooms and you know, seed saving and you know, there's definitely a renaissance in this part of growing, and yet you know, we've lost so much of our heritage. And as you said, when you travel, you get to see all these other things. I was in Mexico on business, working with some of the growers, and I happened to go to a grocery store, and I've never seen so many varieties of dried chilies. There must be, you know, 30 of them, every size and shape, and you know, shade of red from blood red all the way down to brown, and I mean, just incredible. So I definitely applaud what you have done, because you have, you know, you started this whole movement. This whole idea of edible landscaping is just makes so much sense. And not only that, it's, you know, it's you can grow a lot in a very small space.
Yes, I think people are surprised by that. I tell people, start small. And for anybody who's listening, you know, don't start in with putting the whole yard in edibles. You really have to work up to it, because you get so much food. You have to learn. It's like when you start to learn to cook and you learn individual dishes, and that's fine. But then you have someone over for dinner, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, what do I do first? And how do I keep it warm and all that sort of thing? And so that's what happens when you start with an edible garden, because you've got to get the flow of when do you harvest things, how do you harvest things, when do you plant new things, and you just get this wonderful flow going. But until that, you really have to start out, you know, and learn individual parts of it before you put it all together.
Well, that's very good advice, because I think a lot of people get excited,
right?
You know, they're inspired, and the next thing you know, you have way too much zucchini, way too much chard. We're going to have to take another quick break. I wish we didn't, because there's just so much to talk about. We're going to be back in just a few minutes. Those of you who are listening, don't go away, because we're coming right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amerikasnumber1.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. This is Sherry Herrera-Day-Fry, and my guest is the lovely Rosalind Creasy. She is the author of 16 books. Probably more than 16, and her most recent book is the one that I think everybody needs to get, Edible Landscaping. And so we're going to ask Rosalind to come back and join us. Hi, Rosalind.
Hi there.
Okay, so, you know, you're getting people, I'm sure people are getting very inspired hearing about edible landscaping. How can homeowners get started growing edibles with their own landscape?
Well, I think the easy way to start, and as I said, don't get in over your head. If you haven't grown very much, I would start with a small herb garden. I call that edible landscaping with training wheels.
Ah.
Because it's almost every part of the country. They grow very, very well. They don't take a lot of care. If you want them to look neat and tidy because they're out front where people can see them or up near the kitchen, which is ideal, then you want to trim them back maybe once or twice a year, but that's about all. And when you do that, you're harvesting, and you can dry those for later use or give them to friends and neighbors who don't have herb gardens, and you try not to crow when you do that. Basically, I would start with the more simple steps. Put a flower, if you have a flower border, convert some of it and start putting in, for instance, some of the rainbow chard. If you plant tulips, one of the ways I love to put tulips in my garden, even in containers or in flower beds, is to combine it with one of the chards that are the color that you want. So, for instance, if you're putting in orange tulips, maybe you'd put yellow chard behind it, and then maybe put some yellow nasturtiums with it because you can eat the nasturtiums and the chard. And I would say ordinarily, I know tulips are not, they are edible, but because they grow them with so many pesticides, you know, unless you've had them in the ground for 2 or 3 years, you wouldn't want to eat those. Unfortunate about that. But anyway, so that's an easy way to start. And I find in most parts of the country, putting in a few blueberry bushes is the most rewarding way to start, particularly if you have children. And it's like I go out front, and for about 2 months of the year, I can harvest blueberries for my cereal in the morning. And I see the people drive by in their car, and, you know, I now have some of the people on the street doing this, but the ones who haven't yet are just looking at me, and I know they're jealous, and I love that. But anyway, they're just things that grow very, very easily. The only problem you're going to have with blueberries, once you have to plant them in a very acidic medium with maybe peat moss and some other acidic oak mold or something. But then you just have to make sure they're watered properly. And in dry climates, if you're using drip irrigation, you really have to use little spray heads underneath or the pH will get too alkaline. They have to grow in very acidic soils. They come from a bog-type environment. But other than that, there are very few pests except for birds. And you can cover them with bird netting to protect them from that. Or you can say, you know, I'm feeding the birds, the native birds, all of them. So I think that's, you know, start small. And think of looking at these edibles and look at their beauty. And if you really think about it, if you've got a flowering crab apple in your yard, why wouldn't you change it out and put in a beautiful, you know, bearing apple tree? They have gorgeous flowers in the spring that are fragrant. And then you get these wonderful fruits throughout the year. So, you know, it's just looking at edibles with new eyes. We've all been taught to look at them in rows. And once you see them out of the rows, and if people do go to my website, I have photo after photo after photo all over the country of where people have put edibles in amongst their ornamentals in the front yard, and they are absolutely striking. I think I'm going to slap somebody if I have one more editor that comes to my yard and they walk up the front walk and the first thing they say, oh, it really is beautiful. And I just want to slap them. It's like, what do you think I have been doing all these years? I am a professional. Of course, it's gorgeous. That's my business.
It is gorgeous. Going to your website, it's so inspiring to just look at all the colors and you know, every little one, they're so fetching. I mean, every picture you just get thrown.
And it gives you ideas. You know, I've done little mini landscapes for you, so you can just copy it to get a feel for it. Should we give the address again?
Yes, go ahead.
It's www.rosalindcreasy, R-O-S-A-L-I-N-D, Creasy, C-R-E-A-S-Y. So rosalindcreasy.com. It's very easy. Actually, if you can't remember the name, you just put in Edible Landscape on your browser, and my name pops up there on the first page.
Absolutely. Well, and everybody needs to have a copy of your book because it's the primer. It's the, you know, start to finish, and the pictures are beautiful. And, you know, I think it's just something that is going to continue to catch on more and more as people really become enthused with growing again. They just, you know, I just have so much fun growing. I'm talking about my avocado orchard, which is nothing more than two seeds. You know, last week I had Bill McDormand on from Native Seed Search. Just grow something. Just grow anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even start with sprouts inside.
Exactly. And, you know, you say that there are some secrets about growing edibles in their landscapes. Can you, you know, what people don't know about growing edibles? Can you share some of those?
I would love to. I give a lecture when I go around the country, and I can, as I'm speaking, I just see these light bulbs go off in the audience. It's really wonderful. The one I love to start with is almost everybody who starts growing edibles, and I certainly would recommend people to do that, too. When you ask me how do you start with a tomato plant or two. But the heirloom tomatoes, which are so sexy, and everybody wants them, and definitely, do they taste better? Yes. Are they more luscious? Yes. They make your eyes roll up in your head. But the fact is, they don't grow readily in many parts of the country. And we're so used to getting something out of a seed catalog, and it's modern, and they've grown it and tested it all over the country, and it's one size fits all. But these heirlooms are not. They were developed in different parts of the country, and the vast majority of those big, luscious heirlooms come from the middle Atlantic states through Ohio and into Iowa and that area. And why don't they grow well here in California, for instance, or in different parts of the South or the North? Well, if you look at it, and it makes perfect sense, and as soon as I say this, everybody's going to say, oh, I didn't know that, but it's so obvious. When you look at these great big tomatoes and they have all these indentations on them, they have 8, 10, or 12 ovaries, and they have a great big flower. And all the pollination process has to be perfect for each one of those ovaries to be pollinated. Otherwise, it will abort. the fruit aborts, or let's say 7 out of the 8 tomato ovaries are fertilized, that's fine, but that's 8th one isn't, you'll have this misshapen tomato. Have you ever seen a misshapen tomato?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that's when the ovary has not developed properly. So if it's only one, often it will still set fruit. But the fact of the matter is it wants to be able to pollinate that tomato properly. The temperatures at night should be above 70 and very humid and below 90. So they don't pollinate well when it's very dry air in the southeast. They don't pollinate well up in the northern tier because the pollen grain, it grows so slowly down the tube, it dies before it gets to the ovary. So you need good conditions. So you say, well, why can't I grow these? But, you know, you can grow them with extra attention to heat if you have that possibility, or you can mist them and do that and go to great lengths, or you can look to parts of the world and parts of this country where they have heirlooms that are not multi-ovary, something like Stupice, it came originally from Czechoslovakia, and there's a Siberian one. Well, that's obvious. It grows, you know, in Russia. And you look for a lot of the old heirlooms, they'll still have that wonderful flavor, but they will pollinate much more readily. That's one people don't seem to know. Another one is that cilantro, everybody wants to grow it. Every single darn book says plant it in the spring. It's not a spring plant. It's a late summer fall plant. It grows to flower when the days get longer. So if you plant it in March or April, which most people do, and the days are getting longer, it triggers the plant to go to flower. You won't fall.
Exactly. And gosh, you know what? We're at the end of our time. And Rosalind, I would love to have you back on the show. You are a joy to everyone who comes in contact with you and your books and your website. And those of you who are listening, we'll have another wonderful guest next week. Please make it a great Easy Organic Gardening Week. This is Sherry Herrera. Bye.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.